Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has ousted Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. In a statement from the White House, Trump said he was proud to nominate the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, Mike Pompeo, to be the new Secretary of State.
I've worked with Mike Pompeo now for quite some time. Tremendous energy, tremendous intellect. We're always on the same wavelength.
In a statement, Pompeo said he was deeply grateful to President Trump for permitting him to serve as the director of the CIA and for the opportunity to serve as Secretary of State. Monday, British Prime Minister Theresa May explained why her government believes Russia was behind a nerve agent attack.
Russia has previously produced this agent and would still be capable of doing so. Russia's record of conducting state-sponsored assassinations and our assessment that Russia views some defectors as legitimate targets for assassinations, the government has concluded that it is highly likely that Russia was responsible for the act against Sergei and Yulia Skripal.
May demanded that Moscow provide full disclosure by the end of Tuesday. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says small factions of Taliban forces fighting the U.S.-backed Afghan government have expressed an interest in negotiating an end to the 16-year war.
We do look toward a victory in Afghanistan. And what does that victory look like? It's a country whose own people and their own security forces can handle law enforcement and any threats.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump celebrated the announcement that the House Intelligence Committee concluded that Russia carried out cyber attacks on American political institutions during the 2016 presidential election, but without colluding with his campaign. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi said the decision is the latest move by the House Republicans to obstruct and interfere with Russia investigations. An explosion damaged several cars in a convoy carrying Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah as he made a rare visit Monday to the Gaza Strip. Doug Bernard has more.
The blast happened after the convoy crossed into the northern part of the Strip, ruled by the militant group Hamas. Hamdallah was not hurt and a short time later attended the inauguration of a sewage plant. His Fatah party says it holds Hamas responsible for the explosion. A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called it a cowardly attack. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said the Trump administration is determined to keep up its policy of maximum pressure on North Korea aimed at its denuclearization.
We're determined to keep up the campaign of maximum pressure until we see words matched with deeds and real progress towards denuclearization.
McMaster said the president is optimistic about a diplomatic solution to the North Korea issue. Ryan Brooks reports that a black box has been pulled from the wreckage of a deadly plane crash in Nepal, which may provide clues as to what led to an air disaster that killed 49 people Monday.
The morning after, investigators were still sifting through the debris. The U.S. Bangla Airlines flight attempted to land in the capital Kathmandu before crashing on the runway. Nepal's prime minister visited the site as rescue operations were underway.
The whole of Nepal has come to a halt. This has been a big, tragic incident. We are very saddened by it.
U.S. Bangla and airport authorities have blamed each other in the aftermath of the crash.
That was Ryan Brooks reporting. Syrian state television showed civilians were being evacuated out of eastern Ghouta Tuesday in what insurgents and the United Nations said was a medical evacuation. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said the attacks carried out by the Syrian military has waged a fierce offensive against the besieged rebel enclave, and the army's campaign of air and artillery strikes has killed more than 1,100 civilians in almost a month. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop, hip-hop.